Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Joy Packard. Welcome again to the Joy Reveals podcast. We are so happy that you continue to be with us. We have shared many different episodes with you. We are starting to share different interviews with you of different people that we are bringing on, experts in different fields. Today, I wanted to talk about something that is near and dear to me. I have so many topics that are, as you know, I had my children with me this weekend, 6 of my 8 children, and it was a blessing. I love to be able to visit with them and to talk to them about different things. And one of my sons, he's my oldest son, he said, "Hey, Mom, you know, that's really cool about your podcast, and I think it's so neat, the things that you share with people. Have you talked about starting in the corner yet, Mom?" That seems to be a very famous topic amongst my children. And so I said, "You know, I talked a little bit about uncluttering your life, but we did not have a topic that was called Start in the Corner." And so today, I just wanted to address that famous phrase that is used in the Stan and Joy Packard household, mom of 8 kids. You know, many of us hear our children say, when we tell them to clean their room, it's really overwhelming when it's really messy. It's the type of thing that they walk in and then they want to walk back out, right? Many of us, as we were younger, as we were teenagers or whatever it was, we always seemed to have a room that was just full of stuff. Somehow, things just kept accumulating to where it just became so overwhelming, right? And so whenever my children would say to me, "Mom, it's so hard to clean my room," I would teach them basically to start in the corner. This is such a deep subject if you really think about it. It can apply in our life. It can apply in our business and our relationships and everything that we're doing. We talked a little bit about uncluttering our life in one of the previous episodes, and this is a little bit of like a sequel to that. Whenever we have so many things that we want to do, and we have so many things in our room or on our desk or in our closet or in our car, it's so overwhelming to where it just makes us freeze and we don't get it done. And so starting in the corner, basically, it's as simple as this. Whenever I would go in and help my kids and I wanted to teach them what it meant to clean their room, we can tell our kids all the time, you know, go clean your room. But if we don't show them how to do it and show them what we mean, sometimes they just don't get it. So what I would do is I would bring my children into their room and I would make a pathway of all of their stuff scattered everywhere. And I would move it to the side and I would start maybe like in the right-hand corner. And I would say, "All right, I know this room looks overwhelming and we may not get all of it done today. But if we start in the corner, we're going to start somewhere." And so what we would do is we would clear a path and we would begin in a corner and we would slowly start looking at every single piece that's there, whether it was trash, whether it was a piece of clothing that needed to be folded and put away, whether it was a book that needed to be put back on a shelf, whatever it was, a toy in a bin. And then we would take every item that was in that corner and begin to put it where it belonged. And so soon before you knew it, we started moving out from the corner. And before you knew it, we were in the middle of the room. And then before you knew it, we were completely done cleaning the room. It was an amazing thing to see my kids' face whenever we did this process. And sometimes, depending on the room, it can take 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, most of the time, 30 minutes or longer, just to teach them how to clean and to start in the corner. And so they started seeing hope. Once we got maybe halfway done through the room, they started looking around and saying, "Hey, I can see my floor. I can actually see my bed now. I can see my corner shelf. This is really exciting." And then they started to get excited about helping. Sometimes it's just beginning. It's beginning and starting in the corner before we can actually feel like we're making any progress and seeing any sort of light. And so when we relate this symbolically in our own life, we have many things in our life that we feel overwhelmed. It could be in our family. It could be being a mother. It could be being a wife, a business owner, a student, different roles that we play on an everyday basis. It's difficult sometimes and we get overwhelmed. But if we would just take each type of thing in our life, whether, like, let's just say, for example, our desk, and we feel so overwhelmed with the paperwork. Well, you do just like we did when we taught the kids how to go into their room. You start in the corner of your desk and you look at your papers, you look at your books, your magazines. Yet the magazines have been there for at least a year or two and you know you're not going to read them. Plus, everything's digital nowadays. You start throwing things away. Start putting the pencils in the pencil holder. Start putting the staples in the staple holder. Put the staple in the desk. However you want to do it to start clearing your space. Just like we talked about in the uncluttering episode of our podcast, we talked about looking at different objects, different items, and asking ourselves, does this item serve me? Does it bring me happiness? Does it even have a purpose of any sort? And if it doesn't, we either throw it away, give it away, file it away, put it away. And before you know it, you will be just like what we were with my kids, and you'll be halfway through your room and you will start seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And if you do this in all your aspects of your life, it is amazing. So whenever my kids start feeling overwhelmed, it's kind of a joke in our family. They say, start in the corner. And they tell me whenever, you know, on my grave one day, that that's going to be my famous quote. And it's so true, because I have taken that upon myself and it has changed my life. By doing this and applying this on an everyday basis, it will really give you clarity and focus and not make you feel like you can't get things done, and will take away that feeling of being so overwhelmed. I hope that you take this practice of starting in the corner and start using it right now. Start tomorrow. Think of an activity that you have been putting off. Maybe it's your closet. Maybe it's your desk. Whatever it is, you can start anywhere, because soon, you know, you will have your list just like we've been talking about in all of the previous episodes. And soon you will have things that you have to unclutter and things where you have to start in the corner. And before you know it, your life will start clearing up in so many ways, because when we have less clutter and less things and material things in our life, we're able to just have more clarity. So I encourage you to do this particular practice. Start looking at the list that you've made, looking at the clutter in your life, and start starting in the corner. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I'd appreciate it if you would go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this podcast today and write us a review. And pretty soon we're going to have something called SpeakPipe on our joyreveals.com site, to where you can leave comments. It's not there yet, but it will be soon. So thank you again for listening. I really appreciate being able to share value with you. You all are getting to be some special people in my life. I really enjoy doing podcasts, and I love hearing your stories of you all doing some of these exercises and seeing how it's changing your life. So thank you again, and I hope you guys have an amazing day.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.